This week on It's So Bad, when we say that we are going to play every game and add it to our endless list, we mean literally every game. As this week we add Kim Kardashian Hollywood to the endless list. And I'm here with you, Kimberly.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm slightly embarrassed to be discussing this game in such depth.
You mean your favorite game?
No.
Of the games that you've played, you have probably played more hours of this game than any other game.
Years ago, Michael.
Yeah, but still, out of every video game you've ever played, you've probably played more hours of this video game than any other game.
No, I think I probably played more on Phantasmagoria because I was
really?
I was able to blow through Kim Kardashian's game the first time around because I had a hack that gave me like unlimited energy and money and stars, so I could just blow through everything.
Right.
Without all of that, it's an awful game.
So, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, it's on Stitcher, Podbean, etc. We're adding Kim Kardashian Hollywood to our endless list this week. Mm-hmm. Our endless list is a list of the best games, the not-so-best games, the great games, the mediocre games, the bad games, the everything in between. We're adding every game to our endless list. This is actually, I believe, what entry is this on our endless list? This is our 73rd entry.
Oh, damn.
The list currently goes from Super Mario 64 all the way down to Jurassic Park Trespasser. You can see the endless list. It's linked in your podcast description. It's on our Medium page for you to check out. But yes, this week we are adding Kim Kardashian Hollywood. Which, what is Kim Kardashian Hollywood in non-gamer speak?
In non-gamer speak, it's a mobile app. Like a
iOS and Android, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a phone game. It's a role-playing game.
Yeah.
And I know, look at me. Whoa. It's almost choose-your-own-adventure style. I've noticed a theme.
There's no choose-your-own-adventure in there, is there?
No, it's all pretty canned, but you're meant to, you're led to believe you can choose your own adventure, but every route you take, whether you're playing the mean one or the happy one or the lazy one or the super ambitious one, whatever choices you make out of like the two or three options they give you, they all lead to the same thing. Trust me, I've played this enough with the hack that would give me endless sources of wealth in this game.
Would it give you energy? Energy or cash or whatever?
All of the above.
Oh, that's funny. We have to talk about that further once we get a little bit further into it. But for in gamer speak, what this game is, it's a very casual RPG. You mentioned role-playing game. Yes, it is an RPG where you are getting experience and you're getting currency in order to get equipment and level up your character going from the E tier, the E list, all the way up to the A list.
Right. You're basically playing the fantasy of the normal girl or boy who randomly stumbles into the world.
The normal girl or boy.
The average Joe or Josephine. And you stumble into the modern world of celebrity elite and scramble your way up.
It's not unclear how you actually stumble in there. It's just suddenly Kim Kardashian comes up to you and is like, I kind of like who you are. Let's be friends.
Well, that's the premise, but the cloak of entertainment is that you are a sales associate at a trendy boutique in Los Angeles.
Oh, is that where it starts?
Kardashian comes at you last minute. You're closing up and she desperately needs an outfit for an event or some shit like that. And you have the option of either being like, sorry, B, we're closed, or, oh my God, Kim Kardashian. No matter which one you choose, you still end up helping pick out an outfit for her and essentially gifting it to her for free. So shoplifting for her. And
it's cool. Don't
worry about it. Yeah. Free stuff or the perks of celebrity, which is lesson number one in this game. And
The more money you have,
mm-hmm. the more things you get for free.
More things you get for free.
Isn't that weird how that works? Seems backwards. But
capitalism.
Anyway, yeah. So Kim Kardashian becomes very enthusiastic about your helpfulness and your obviously on-trend sense of style, since you helped her pick out a single outfit that was already predetermined by the game. And she invites you to become her best friend and introduce you to all of her people, like her agents and her managers, so you yourself can also become a celebrity
and work your way up,
right,
from the E-list to the A-list,
mm-hmm.
via Twitter followers.
Via Twitter followers. That's the only...
Your experience points in gamer speak are, yeah, Twitter followers.
Right.
The more Twitter followers you get, the higher up the list you get.
Right. Is that how the real world works now?
Maybe. Yes.
Is that how celebrity-dom works?
Maybe. Mm.
Sad.
You know the guy in Catastrophe, Rob Delaney?
Yeah.
He started off on Twitter.
Started off on Twitter. What?
And then he was like, yeah, I guess I'm kind of a comedian. And then he became a comedian, and then he
became an actor. So was he just like some dude just being like, it's Friday night, drinking a Bud Light.
Yeah.
Tweeting up a storm.
Yeah, there's people who are Twitter celebrities.
Twitter celebrities.
People who got big based on Twitter.
Because they're really good at quips?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. They got a following. Huh. But I don't know if that's how celebrity works. I don't know about celebrity. I don't know anything about celebrity.
I don't want to.
So, we mentioned that you played this game back in the day.
In 2014.
That's when it came out, yeah. Mm-hmm. June of 2014.
Mm-hmm. What were we doing? 2014.
We were living in the city.
We were living in the city.
And we were hanging out with our cats. This game made $1.6 million in its first 5 days.
Yeah.
By the end of its first quarter post-release, it had 22.8 million players. Mm-hmm. It made $43 million in its first 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
At its peak, it was making $700,000 a day.
And here it is, like 6 years later.
Do you imagine making $700,000 in one day?
As a personal income?
Yeah.
Unfathomable.
Yeah.
We could record so many of these podcasts all day long. We'd have no other responsibilities.
Yeah, we could just do podcasts all day.
All day. Play the video game, record the podcast.
Play
all
the
day.
Video
back
game,
to back, back to
record
back.
Record the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Developed by a company called Glu Mobile.
Yep, GLU.
We mentioned it was released in June of 2014. So the reason why this game was made, I guess they were kind of like specialized in the casual RPGs like this. And they were like, you know what would make a great branding with our RPGs would be a Kim Kardashian game.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what they did was they went to Kim Kardashian and they got a lot of feedback from her. She's the person who picked most of the outfits that are in this game.
Oh, I'm aware.
And the clothing. Supposedly.
Supposedly. And she also would give them updates about where she was going and what she was doing in her life that would coincide with like a new update of the game. So the story or events that you could do or the people that you could bump into would be actually linked to what she was currently doing in her real life.
Yeah, and she would throw shade at people via the game, supposedly.
Oh, I don't remember anybody specifically.
Well, some of the people that are like your bad get the enemies.
Uh-huh.
Like Willow Pape.
Or Dirk Diamonds.
If
you're the dude avatar.
Yeah, I was not the dude avatar.
I see.
Yeah. I was not.
Mm.
So you create a character and then you dress your character.
Yeah.
And you create the hairstyle, the facial features, etc.
Yep.
And then you go on your way and you meet Kim Kardashian and you have to go on what as gamers would know it as quests, but these are actually things like modeling gigs and acting.
There's so
and club appearances.
They are so mindless.
Dating.
Yeah, also pretty mindless in this game.
So when you actually go on these things, what end up happening is there are like buttons you have to press like 5 times, and then you get...
You just tap the screen.
Then you get like a bunch of hearts, and the hearts you need to fill up.
There'll be like a bar of energy or something with the task associated with it.
Right.
And you'd have multiple tasks to complete within this event. But you're not moving. There's no action or activity. You're literally just standing there, like, checking your nails and flipping your hair while these activity bars float around you.
Right.
And it'll be like, smile with your eyes.
Fix the dress. Mm-hmm. Kiss your date.
And each time you tap, it costs you, like...
Energy.
One energy point.
Yes.
And you have a finite amount of energy before it runs out.
And energy recharges. Yeah, energy recharges in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So you only get like one energy every like 3 minutes or something.
No, you will. Yeah, that. And if you have a 3-hour activity, you can blow through it by being like tap, 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 and getting rid of all of these mundane activities that you have to get through to end this activity.
But then you can't do anything else.
You can't do anything else until 3 hours later, because that's how long it's going to take for your energy to recharge.
Yeah, so it's the whole energy thing. And then if you want more energy, you can purchase it.
Or you can watch ads, but right. they'll only give you a little bit of energy.
Yeah, if you watch, they're like 30-second ads, and they give you like a 20% boost in your energy reduction. Yeah,
and you can only watch like 3 or 4 of them before they're like, fresh out of ads, you're going to have to wait or buy more energy. Yeah. And you can buy more energy.
And you can buy outfits, and you can through Kim Stars? K-Stars.
So here's the thing about this.
There's so many different currencies. There's cash, mm-hmm. which is how you can buy some, like, your house and some of your clothing.
Yeah.
There's K-Stars, which are like you pay $10 and you get 1,000 K-Stars or something mm-hmm. like that. There's energy, which then allows you to accomplish tasks in this game. And there's something else. What's the first bar?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, there's just all these different currencies.
Which get convoluted after a while, because you don't really ever know what is the most important thing to have. And I think the most important thing to have is energy. And then after that, K-Stars.
Well, the most important thing to have is friendship in life. And in this game, friendship is not valued.
that took an existential turn. Yeah. No, friendship is not valued. Admiration is valued.
You know what's fucked up? So you go on dates in this game, and you can only date people that are in a rank that you want to date, are people that are in a list above you. Mm-hmm. So if you're E-list, you want to date D-list. If you're D-list, you want to date C-list. And you never have a lasting relationship, because you're always dating your way up to the top, because the more people you date that are ahead of you in the famousness, the more followers you get. Mm-hmm. So you keep wanting to try to date up. And it's just, this game is the most vapid of shit.
Yeah, it's literally clawing your way up the Hollywood system by being seen.
Yeah, but it's all about being seen, and that's like it. Like, it's not even about how good your acting is or your modeling. It's just that you were seen out.
You were seen out. But, I mean, isn't that what tabloids are all about?
I guess.
I mean... That's how you gauge people's popularity, is how much are they in the tabloids.
One of the things I love about this, about dating, is like when you go on a date with somebody in this game, there'll be like the things that pop up. So if you're like a clothing clerk, you have to rearrange the clothing or like put out new shirts or do this. And it's all these things. When you're dating, the first thing you can do is kiss.
Yeah.
Flirt. It's not like even like eat first.
But there's literally like no visible interaction between these characters. They don't really talk. Like, their lips don't move, they don't physically interact. They just stand next to each other like little bobbleheads.
Right. And they are bobbleheads. Mm-hmm. Art design in this game isn't that bad. I think the art's pretty good.
No. I do like how you can just randomly change up your entire look, including facial features, at any given time throughout the game.
Everything. Your skin tone.
Uh-huh.
Everything.
Yep.
I also like that, so you start off in LA, and then gradually the whole world opens up, so you can go to New York and
Miami, for like $5.
Florence. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, the sunglasses will cost $15,000 mm-hmm. and shoes will cost $3,000, but flying to Florence from LA is $30.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
I also love that when you're in LA, even if you're an A-lister, the only way you can get around LA is by taking the bus.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I've hit the A-list. But I hit it several times.
Oh, you did on several characters?
Yeah.
You rolled a couple different characters, if you will?
I did, because I had that easy breezy computer hack that just filled me up constantly with an endless source of material wealth. So I could get all of the clothes, I could go all of the places, I could charm all of the people.
So take me through how this hack works.
You know what? I don't remember. I know it involved me like plugging my phone into a computer and then re-downloading the game.
And what else did you have to do?
I had to do some dark things that I don't want to discuss.
Tell me about it. I want to know.
No, you don't. That's honestly.
Did you get malware on our computer? Are there Russian bots on our old computer?
I don't know. It's been 6 years. Have you seen anything wonky?
You didn't try it on the new computer, did you?
I looked it up, but then I was like, I don't know how any of this works anymore. This seems even more elaborate to get the hack than it was 6 years ago, and I don't want to do it again.
They probably, I would imagine that they updated it so that it couldn't be hacked.
Maybe. I didn't hack it, which is also why I spent a significantly little amount of time actually playing it in preparation for this podcast.
Did you break our old computer?
No, it lasted another 5 years, didn't it?
I guess you're right.
Yeah, take that.
A Jezebel journalist reported that it took her $500 to move from the E-list to the A-list. Mm-hmm. If she wanted to do it in a timely manner. And then I saw online also that somebody did it in a month without spending any money.
Yeah, that's too much time. So still, too much time.
Yeah.
There were times when I attempted to play the game to prepare for this podcast, and I just hated every second of my life.
I will say, like, there's just not a lot of variety. There's, like, they'll say, like, go on acting gigs or go on modeling gigs or work in the store, but they're all the same thing.
Yeah.
You're just tapping on buttons, and it's a time-wasting game.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's a total time-wasting game. Yep.
Like, the story just isn't there. There's not really a story.
There isn't a story. Apparently, you can have, like, and there's no consequences to anything either. You can get pets and then never think about them ever again. But you can get a tweet about it, which may gain you fans.
If you have an apartment, if you never go back to your apartment, which you don't really have to go back to your apartment, but if you do go back to your apartment, you have to pay rent.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to pay rent if you don't go back to your apartment.
I did read that. I think you and I looked at the same articles.
Yeah, exactly.
In lieu of actually playing the game a lot, just read about it.
No, I played the game. I played the game a whole bunch over the course of the past like month and a half.
Mm. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got to the C list.
Tell me, who? What kind of events did you go on? Anything out of the ordinary? Did you get to the dance-off with Willow Pape?
There's a dance-off with Willow Pape?
Oh, yeah. And then eventually...
Tell me more. Tell me some more events that happened in this game.
Okay. If I remember correctly, there's a dance-off with Willow Pape at
and
one
so
point.
And so Willow Pape is, for some reason, your enemy, which isn't really made clear, I don't think, in the game, why she hates you.
She's just a bitch.
Yeah. But why?
There's always a bitch.
Okay.
In Hollywood, there's always something.
There's
bitch.
Always a bitch in Hollywood. As you take a long sip of wine.
Pinky out. And that's the tea.
So you go Willow Pape, dance off.
Dance off. I think you whoop her butt.
Is there ever any Eyes Wide Shut shit that happens in this game?
No, and I really wish that there was. But there's no
global
intrigue.
Orgy of billionaires.
Nothing, not even a revealing dress. No side boob. Nothing.
Whoa. There's paparazzi, but you get like Twitter feed updates. That's another thing about this game. So they always push you to sign in through social media and post your updates.
Well, the thing is that a lot of people were duped into thinking that it was like a fake.
Yeah.
A fake social media or a fake Twitter account that existed only within the game.
But it's not.
No. So they would log in and be like, oh, okay. All right. I'll follow Ray_News on Twitter. Sure. Only to realize that because they had logged in with social media credentials, it's actually being posted to their real Twitter.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So they'll get like all of these like tweets will automatically go out on your behalf about updates. Like, like whatever your name is on the game. Let's say your name is Fartknocker, like my chosen moniker.
I forget what my name was.
It wasn't the usual fuck.
No, it was like Poop Smith.
Poop Ship.
No, Poop Smith.
Poop Smith.
Yeah. It's a Homestar Runner reference.
Yeah, or just a skilled trade. Poop smithing.
Yeah.
But no, so all these people would have these like random tweets going out being like, Fartknocker's number one. Follow her rise on Kim Kardashian Hollywood.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's real bad.
What else, so the dance off, do you like break Willow Pate?
Oh no. She just gets mad, but you can't tell she's mad because her facial expression never changes. She just kind of bobbleheads around and is like, then she looks down at her nails and then puts her arm down and then like some speech bubble comes up. She's like, well, my fans will be hearing about this. Then you get a Twitter update where nice. She's talking smack.
What other, any other notable events?
Mm-hmm. There was one where you ended up, you run out of stuff to do once you've hit the A-list and you're number one and nobody else that's playing the game has more followers than you.
Well, it's not this game, everybody else is not in competition in this game.
What? Then who are the people that have more followers than me?
The made-up people on the game.
See, there's way too many boundaries that are blurred between reality and not reality when it comes to...
So you thought you were competing against other people and you just happened to get to number one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
You blew it. You blew it for me, Mike.
You thought you were the number one Kim Kardashian Hollywood player in the world at one point?
In the world, yeah. The entire world.
When you got there, was your mind blown?
Yeah. But I thought it was fitting because I was also going through a very Bridezilla phase. So I was like, I am the queen. That's right.
That's good.
Damn.
It's pretty indicative of that mental mindset.
Yeah. I was awful to deal with, I'm sure. And at the time I was like, I know people who are much worse. And that justified all my behavior because there were worse people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, if I could go back in time and redo that whole event, I would. Namely, be with someone else, but I digress. Just kidding.
So, what other events happened?
At one point, you make it to the A-list, and there's really nothing else for you to do. You can't really climb any further, so you just kind of flit around and go to garden parties, and there are random cameos, and Perez Hilton was one, and I was like, what the fuck? Why is Perez Hilton being involved in this game out of nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that was supposed to be a sign that you had like made it because you got to
meet Perez
Hilton.
Yeah,
you got to like rub elbows with Perez Hilton at a private party. Cringe.
I was reading this one article. It was like, why do you play this game? And it was about like somebody interviewing some Instagram influencer about why they play it. And they're like, oh, you know, I know this game is vapid. And I know this game just like is completely empty. But there's something to that. There's something to the vapidness and the emptiness. It's just this yearning that we all have to be more famous. And then I looked up his Instagram. It was just him with like selfie and like at all these like glamour shots with him like doing duck face and like backwards trucker hat. And I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. I mean, these Instagram filters.
I would say that there are many people in this world who think that living the dream is being more famous. But I wouldn't say everybody wants that.
Yeah, I know. It's weird because we are obviously the exact opposite of that spectrum in Boston, Massachusetts versus LA, that mm-hmm. lifestyle.
Yep.
But do it. As you
remember
know,
when we kicked around the idea of moving to Los Angeles?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
I'm glad we didn't.
I'm glad we didn't. But nevertheless, when I was in LA in this past October mm-hmm. for an event for some big tech company, which I will not name.
Okay.
When I saw Instagram influencers in the wild outside.
Oh, I remember you.
I was
you
like,
sent me a picture
to
of
kill
these
myself.
People taking pictures of themselves all individually, but yet in a group. It was like a weird hive mind photo.
Oh my God. It was so, it was like this game in like the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, these people are like E-list.
Where were you again?
I can't really.
I'm just kidding. I was trying to trap you.
Yes, but so mm-hmm. those people were definitely hired by that company to come out and like take pictures of while they were at this event, and it was like just
and
so
just
posted weird.
On their Instagram.
Yes,
just randos.
Yeah, Instagram influencers. They aren't randos. They are influencers.
I'm aware of what an influencer is.
They are rando influencers, but they were influencers.
I mean, you got to make hay while the sun shines. If you can make money off of just posting pictures, do it while you can.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You make that cheddar.
You make that cheddar.
Yes.
I mean, if the laziest work imaginable, get it, girl or boy.
I don't know if it's the laziest work imaginable.
What would be the laziest job imaginable that would pay as well as just taking a photo of something, slapping
a filter
on it?
Yeah, but there's also like the whole like need to look good, need to get all the clothing. There's a lot that goes behind Instagram. Why am I defending Instagram? It's
no, you're right, actually. There's a lot of, like, I don't know, stupid girl memoirs out there where they're like, I'm only 23, but let me tell you about my hard knocks and what a terrible life I had to lead to get to the famous point I'm at now. It was so much work. I always had to have the it bag. Couldn't have a single split end. My nails could not be chipping. I always had to have the best seat at brunch. And I was like, woof, someone paid you to write this book. There's interest in what you have to say.
Yeah. And so, speaking about interest,
mm-hmm.
we have our ranking, our endless list that we're adding this game to our endless list.
Okay.
As I mentioned, it currently goes from number 1, Super Mario 64, all the way down to number 72, Jurassic Park Trespasser. And you can check out this complete endless list on our Medium page, which is linked in the podcast description. And so, where does this game go? So, I'm going to give you some comparables, because you are on multiple podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we can start with the games that you've played.
Oh.
And go from there.
Go right ahead.
So, is this game better than Phantasmagoria?
No.
Is this game better than L.A. Noire?
No.
You had to think about it, though.
I did have to think about it, because L.A. Noire was good and would have remained good if it was significantly shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And had better story interwoven throughout.
At least that game had some sort of story.
Yeah, this one just... Kim Kardashian Hollywood just preys on your... I don't know... fantastical insecurities, basically.
Yeah, and I should also mention a couple things here. So Polygon named this the 86th best game of the decade. Respected game site.
I mean, are they a credible source?
Yeah, I would say so.
Why would they put it there?
I don't throw in a bone, maybe, to a certain constituency. I don't know.
I mean, did they love it so much?
I think
they were like top 100 of the decade.
It's like,
so much fun.
I don't know.
I mean,
there's better mobile games.
Are there? But is it ranked by how influential it was or how much money it brought in?
Yeah, that it probably is taking that into account as well.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's good.
No. This game led to a wave of games that were tailored towards young women. It proved the market that there is a market for apps for young women.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, Choices, Stories You Play, The Arcana, and Mystic Messenger. I've all mentioned that these games are...
I'm going to tell you, I played a lot of Choices during maternity leave.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
How was Choices?
More fun than Kim Kardashian's Hollywood.
Huh. What is it about?
Again, it's a role-playing game. But it's an actual story,
mm-hmm.
and your choices actually do dictate what happens to you in the story and what route your story takes.
Hmm. Is it a free-to-play game? Or
it's a free-to-play game, so you do run out of, like, you can only play, like, one or two chapters at a time. Mm-hmm. And before you have to, like, either pay to have another chapter available to you, or you have to wait, like, X amount of hours.
Oh, got it.
Played a lot of that up at, like, 3 a.m. until 5 a.m., nursing a little baby.
Mm.
A lot of choices.
I did
chapters,
not.
I think, was another one.
Chapters.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so this essentially helped prove the market for young women's games.
I know, and it also makes me sad that that's what they have proven to want. I mean, I'm just as victimized by this boxing as well, because I fell prey to a lot of these, but it makes me sad that not only, one, is that the main type of game that's thrust our way, but two, it works.
Yeah, I mean, this game, the couple main things that I took away from this game is that, according to this game, everything in your life should be about you.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you should do should help them make you famous.
Yep.
Whether or not that be accomplishing tasks, like being seen, or buying things.
Mm-hmm.
And famousness equates to people seeing you out, mm-hmm, and how you look.
Yep.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But really, at the end of the day, the only reason why you're famous is Kim Kardashian.
Exactly.
Because you're a glamour-honor for Kim,
right,
Kardashian.
Well, she was a glamour-honor to Paris Hilton.
I mean, she was, yeah, but she was just in the hills, wasn't she? Is that or something like that?
Nope. She was glomming onto a lot.
I have no clue about.
She was glomming onto a lot of Hollywood dick, is really what it boils down to.
So how did Kim Kardashian
glam,
get
glam,
famous?
Glam, glam, glam. First and foremost, she grew up wealthy with,
yes,
Rob Kardashian being her papa.
David Schwimmer, as portrayed by David, mm-hmm, Schwimmer in the
And
Eve
then
movie.
Her mom and he divorced, and she married up, if you will, to Kris Jenner. No, she's Kris Jenner. Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
And
he was in the hills.
No, my.
Who was in the hills? Wasn't
nobody
somebody
in
the
this,
hills?
Nobody in this world.
Oh.
Nobody in the Kardashian. There were no Kardashian Hills crossovers.
Was there an MTV show where the Kardashians were on it?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wow.
Not that I'm aware of.
So how did Keeping Up with the Kardashians start?
Well, it started
Why am I asking this conversation? Why am I starting this conversation?
Why? How do you not know as an American citizen?
How did it start?
Okay. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan out there, so I'm sure all your listeners will just take me right to task on this.
Yes.
All those
dozens.
Diehard Kardashian fans are going to be like,
a dozen video game fans will know about the Kardashians.
All of them diehard K-Clan.
Just quick 2 minute, or not 2 minute, 10 seconds. How did the Kardashians start?
I think that her mom, like, wheeled and dealed a reality show to be like, look at my beautiful family and living in Hollywood. And it just so happened to coincide with Kim Kardashian having a sex tape leaked right as she was about to become more popular, and it worked.
Mm.
People were like, show me that booty.
Yeah, I can't say those things, but you sure can. So, I don't think this game's the worst game on our list.
I mean, I haven't played the worst game.
I know, but I don't think it's the worst game. I think it's better than the worst
Damn,
game.
Damn, you've played some crappy games.
And I think it's better than Pro Wrestling, which is our number 71 game.
Wait,
and
did you think this was better than L.A. Noire or Phantasmagoria?
No. No. Exactly. But there are games that are worse. Like Home Alone at number 70.
Mm-hmm.
This game has a little bit more beef to it than Home Alone.
But it's just as repetitive.
Yeah, but it's differentiated in that you're like, there's like a progression, whereas there's only one goal in Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone was super boring, but I don't know if I just happen to be hanging around in your video game room a lot in the Home Alone time or what, but it's the one game I remember you playing a lot of for how boring it was.
Yeah.
I was like, do you not get it yet? This is what the game is about, and you're like, I really have to beat it, and I'm like,
I got so close to beating it.
Yeah,
it's
you're
so
obsessing
hard
over beating it.
You have to spend 20 minutes home alone. Oh, you have to run away from the robbers for 20 minutes.
I know. I watched
20 real world minutes.
Did you ever make it to 20?
I made it to 1630.
I think I was there for that.
And I had my phone out to watch how long.
Oh, I remember.
Because there's no in-game clock.
Yeah. Yeah, you were very obsessed with making it in that game.
I still think Kim Kardashian Hollywood is a better game than Home Alone for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
So why haven't you obsessed with becoming an A-lister as equally?
It doesn't speak to me as much
but
as
Home Alone but Running Robbers does.
Yes. I'm glad we're dissecting
in your
this.
8-bit digital fantasy.
8-bit digital fantasy. This game's probably not as good, or I would say different time periods. One came out 2014 and one came out in 1986. Oh, Spy versus Spy is our number 69 game. Mm. And I would just say that probably Spy versus Spy has a better legacy. Probably it's better because of the experience where you're competing against another player. It's difficult for me to put. I don't want this to go above Spy versus Spy.
Then put it underneath Spy versus Spy.
All right. We're going to have a new number 70 game.
Out of?
73.
Sounds about right. Now.
So, Kim Kardashian Hollywood, congratulations. You are our 70th best game on the Endless List.
You really. I can't believe I wasted so much time on this game in my life, even with the hack.
I can't believe I wasted so much time on this game in my life.
Yes, that's how I said it. I don't, yeah. It really sucks your soul. The next thing you know, like a lot of time has passed and you are none the wiser.
It teaches you the wrong lessons about life is what the big thing is. Listen,
it's
people out there.
Very draining, but
you're not
also
gonna get
enticing.
You're not going to get famous by just doing some random modeling gig or like doing some minor acting thing.
I know.
Really, it's all about who you know. And if you know Kim Kardashian, you'll probably end up being famous.
Yeah.
If you work that angle enough.
Yeah.
A lot of life, just out there, just generally, it's who you know.
Like, look at her one
really
friend,
grinding.
Jonathan Chobani Yogurt Guy, or whatever his name is. He did that food show.
Jonathan food. Chobani Yogurt?
His name is Choban, last name or something? I don't know, but he did a food show, which was basically just him being on Instagram. Being
what's
like,
his name?
Jonathan
Franzen?
Nope, just say Jonathan, Kim Kardashian's bestie.
Jonathan Kim Kardashian.
And he'll pop up.
Chobon. Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
This guy's fucking weird.
I hate him. I hate
weird
him so much.
Shit.
I hate him.
He was on, what's that show? On Viceland.
That's what
Vice.
I was going to say. I was like, you know who this guy is.
Yeah, he was like, had like this like really expensive pizza.
It had like gold flakes on it.
So weird.
Most expensivest.
Jonathan Chobon. Food god.
He's awful.
He's a food god on
he's
Instagram.
He's terrible. He's just god awful.
He's a Kim Kardashian guy? I didn't realize that.
Yep. Yeah, I could go down a long rabbit hole of reasons why that guy is awful.
Okay.
I'll spare you.
We won't talk about that. I think we're good. We have a new number 70 on this list.
Can I delete the app now?
You can delete the app now. You are free.
Hold on, yeah.
Raise your hands up.
Raise your hands, girl.
It's over. Now we get to talk about another game. But yes, we'll be
cold.
Back. Hopefully we'll be back. We are together. This is the last podcast we're going to be doing that is with another person, live in person, unfortunately, for a little bit.
Was it just going to be just you?
No. We're going to be doing stuff to social distance in the time of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We will be doing remote podcasting.
Oh, wow.
Going forward. From these rest of them. The rest of the previous episodes that we've run over the course of the last month and a half are recorded like a month and a half. Just some back end details. But going forward, we're going to do our part and keep social distancing during this horrid time where we can play lots of video games, but it's still
I mean, speak
bad.
For your friends. I don't know about you being able to spend lots of time playing video games.
Right.
Daddy-o.
But yes, we'll be recording remotely, but we'll hopefully have an episode. I think we'll have an episode for next week. But thank you all for listening to this podcast. I know Kim Kardashian might not be up your alley, but still it's interesting to learn about these games.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kim.
Don't play it.
Don't play it.
Don't do it.
Do it. Figure, like, just fuck around with it.
Yeah.
But then learn how.
You've got nothing to do right now, people. No. Nothing to do but play Kim Kardashian
Hollywood.
You'll thank us. We'll be right back. Thank you.